Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street. Born to a modest family in the Bronx, Jordan Belfort grew up in Queens with dreams of becoming rich. When he was told in dental school that the golden age of the profession was over, he left the school to work in finance. It was the late 80s, and the Wall Street jungle was in its full, lush glory. Shortly after the beginning of his career as a broker, Belfort started his own company and employed fraudulent practices, speculating on the little stock market, that is to say, stocks not listed on the stock exchange. Money was flowing, he lived a life of luxury, and he used this image to convince his future clients and motivate his traders. Jordan Belfort had no scruples and aimed only for profit, seeking comfort in various controlled substances that were in vogue in the financial world at that time. In the late 90s, his company is going gangbusters, but the FBI gets a hold of him. Belfort is charged with insider trading and money laundering. The courts reduce his sentence because of his cooperation. He is sentenced to a little less than 2 years in prison and has to pay back almost half of the $200 million he lost his clients as a result of his crimes. Belfort, however, is not a repentant man. The American justice system realizes after years that he was not paying back 50% of his income, as stipulated in his court agreement, having paid back his victims only through the sale of some of his goods. Upon his release from prison, he begins a career as a speaker and a writer, and his books are a hit. His autobiography is even adapted to the cinema by Martin Scorsese, and Leonardo DiCaprio plays his role. The movie, although fictionalized, shows how the activity of his brokerage firm did not take place on Wall Street, and that he swindled companies and customers much more modest than the Fortune 500s you usually think of on the stock market. By 2013, Belfort will have paid back only 10% of what he owes, and only $250,000 since the release of his first book, which made him once again a multimillionaire. There's no doubt about Belfort's cynicism and greed, but one of the reasons he's able to be so successful in his new life is because he's realized that he's not much of anything in the face of the real financial wolves, those who led the entire world into an economic crisis in 2008. In 2014, a year after the film was released, Belfort doubled his income from his days as a broker. Since the financial crisis, the few bankers who've been convicted have converted to teaching economics at prestigious institutions or have found positions on large boards. In the end, Belfort is no exception with his career as a consultant and a speaker. He even tripled his consultant fees after the film's release, charging as much as $150,000 a pop. A simple story of supply and demand, according to the former broker. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.